Well, joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase Studios, my good friend Dan McGrath. And Dan is the president of Leo High School and probably one of the busiest guys I know. Used to think working on a newspaper was busy.
A different sort of busy. But no, similarly, time, I don't want to say consuming because, you know, I'm there by choice.
Well, and you enjoy it.
I do. It's... I can't believe I'm in my seventh year already.
Let's just say I see you smiling a lot more than necessarily I may have seen you smiling around the paper.
I smiled a lot at the Tribune until I met Randy Michaels and Lee, what's his name, that crew. But, you know, I look back on it, and if that hadn't happened, Leo probably wouldn't have happened. And, you know, I thought at the time, this is something I've been called to do. And I am six years later. I'm in my seventh year. And I still enjoy it every day. It's... very stimulating work. It's very compelling work. And I see the results we achieve with our young guys, and it's very satisfying work. And at this stage of my life, you can't ask for much more than that.
That, and, you know, I've found with my friends who are teaching, like on college campuses and that kind of thing, it's just there's something about youth that just invigorates you.
Yeah, you know? I was telling you before we went on the air, Rick. Oh, thanks for having me, by the way. I really appreciate this. Every time I'm on the show, I hear from people. A lot of it is, what do you know about running a school? And in truth, not very much. But they do, you know, they do make a connection, and I really appreciate that. We played host to the U.S. Military Academy West Point boxing team. They were in Chicago for an amateur card at the Italian-American Sports Hall of Fame. And Mike Joyce, a great Leo man who's the coordinator of our boxing program, brought them by school, and they did a clinic not only for our kids but for neighborhood kids. And in addition to, you know, giving some boxing pointers, they just talked about their personal stories and what drew them to the military and what they hope to achieve. And one young man in particular grew up in New Orleans and experienced Katrina and was shuttled all over the country trying to find, you know, suitable housing, and just an unbelievable story. And, you know, sometimes we think, oh, we've been through a lot. And then you hear a story like this, and the fact that he was able to, you know, keep himself together, put his life together, and go on to the U.S. Military Academy is a very impressive story. And just talking to these young guys, being around these young guys, maybe the future of this country isn't as bad as we sometimes fear, because they're really impressive young guys. And it was great for our guys to be exposed to them, because, you know, our guys are strivers too. They want to achieve things. And so meeting guys like this is a reminder that, you know, there are things out there that you can do, that you can aspire to. And that's part of what we, you know, part of our mission is to convey that.
Well, and your students are strivers. They want to achieve.
Right.
And, you know, I particularly wanted to have you on to talk about, you know, given all of the strife that we have in Chicago about, you know, keeping kids motivated, keeping them, you know, looking forward. Mm-hmm. Keeping them active,
and
I mean that's a monumental task.
It is, but it's also absolutely necessary. You know, you drive through pockets of the South Side and the West Side, and there's just nothing there. There's no jobs. There's no commerce. There's nothing. And if you grow up in that environment, you know, what do you aspire to? So the kids we get, we just try to show them that there's a world out there, and you know, there are things that you can do no matter what your circumstances are. And another thing, one of the really unfortunate, I mean, the violence that's plaguing our city is just bad on so many levels. But one of the really unfortunate side effects is that it's demonizing an entire generation of young African-American males. People see young black guys on the street and they're like, oh, there's this reaction that, oh, there's trouble. And it's a relative handful of, you know, these gangbangers who are shooting each other up. They're responsible. But at the same time, it demonizes an entire generation, and that is so unfortunate. We were at a peace rally up on the north side during the summer. Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish, it's not exactly a ghetto parish, but they wanted to do this to call attention to the problem. It was called Put Down the Guns, Make the Peace. And the tone of the speeches, Father Flager was there, Father Dave Kelly from Precious Blood Ministries was there, and the tone of the speeches was rather somber. So they wanted some uplifting music to kind of balance things out, and our choir is phenomenal. talented, you know.
Yes, they are.
Really good young men. And the message that both Father Kelly and Father Flager conveyed was that, you know, this demonization is really unfortunate. And then our guys stuck around after they performed and mingled with the guests. And for a lot of these people, they probably don't interact with young African-American males. So this was an opportunity to do so and to just see what solid, respectful, responsible young guys they were. It was really, really nice on both sides. It kind of reinforced the message that the priests had delivered that, hey, we're not all like that. And, you know, for our guys, they experienced some type of people they don't often see. And the guests at the rally were exposed to some young African-American males who defy that stereotype, who are really good young guys out there doing a lot of good things.
But do your guys, you know, understand that demonization fact?
Oh, they do. There's no question they do. We had a same topic almost. We were at a Big Shoulders event, and I had three or four of our top guys with me to... We are a Big Shoulder school. They give us a lot of support, and we're very grateful for that. So whenever they ask for our participation in a Big Shoulders event, we're happy to do it. And we were at an event downtown, and I think I had three guys with me, and they spoke and they mingled with the younger, the auxiliary board of Big Shoulders. Those are the younger volunteer types who do a lot. And after we left, we were walking into the parking garage, and the doors opened, and there were two probably late 30s, early 40s women already on the elevator. And when we got on, I just kind of noticed how they pulled their bundles a little tighter and, you know, braced. And, you know, yeah. I don't know if the kids noticed it, but I certainly did. And, you know, you put yourself in that position, and it'd be hard to grow up like that, you know,
right,
knowing that you instill fear in people. And it's really pretty groundless, but, you know, it's the way it is. So we our guys are the best ambassadors we have. So we try to get them out there, get them exposed to as many different situations as we can, but also get them to realize that there is life beyond the neighborhood. You know, there's things they can do. There's things they can aspire to and, you know, go on and have a nice life. And Leo is like the first step toward that. And we take that responsibility very seriously.
This is my good friend Dan McGrath. He's the president of Leo High School. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Good Sunday morning. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Tribune Tower on Michigan Avenue on this beautiful Sunday morning. Joining me here is Dan McGrath, my good friend, president of Leo High School. Dan, you've got a lot of things actually going on at Leo.
We do, Rick. We're celebrating our 90th year. We opened the doors in 1926, so this is our 90th year, 90 years in the same location. Not a lot of Chicago institutions can make that claim, but we make it very, very proudly. You know, as I say, you drive around the neighborhood and a lot of residents, a lot of businesses, even a lot of churches abandoned Auburn Gresham, but we stayed right where we are and continue to do what we do, which is educate young men and get them ready for life, and we're very proud of that. We're going to have
and
a little
it's a
party.
Grounding for the neighborhood.
Oh, no doubt. We redid the main parking lot had become just an eyesore. It was all chewed up, and tried for years to get it fixed, and the good folks that began paving made us an offer we couldn't refuse, so it's been fixed. And not only is it blacktop, but the striping on the parking spaces is orange, so it's orange
it's
and black.
True Leo.
True Leo. But Ed Began, one of the founders of Began Paving, was a Leo grad, very proud, and his daughter, Ann Began Wilson, was behind this, and we're extremely grateful to them because it just spruces up the entire block, actually the entire neighborhood. And when it rained, we'd get about 3 inches of water in Lake Leo. And I miss that little breeze off Lake Leo we used to get. But it's just a tremendous, we look better, we're more efficient, and people pulling in to park there get a much better opinion or, you know, impression of the school. So it was very important. We're very grateful for that. That's part of the 90th. On November 29th, we're going to have a 90th anniversary scholarship benefit. And Mr. Andy McKenna, a great Chicagoan and a great Leo man, has agreed to be honored as a Lifetime Achievement Award recipient. So we're really looking forward to that.
Which he doesn't like that kind of attention.
No, he doesn't. He could probably get a plaque from somebody every single night because he's involved. No, he's involved in so many things, and he has contributed to so many things. So not only are we honoring him, but we're very honored that he's agreed to be honored because, you know, this is he's one of those people. But Leo is very close to his heart. You know, like most of us, he feels that it helped him get off to a good start in life, and he certainly made the most of his life. So it's a great opportunity to be able to call attention to all the things that he's done and also celebrate our 90th year. So we're
looking forward to that. And you also have a new principal at the school.
I cannot speak another word without mentioning Mr. Shaka Rawls. He's a 1993 Leo grad. A young fellow with just boundless energy and enthusiasm. He's just enlivened the whole building, energized the faculty, energized the kids and their parents. I have to say our enrollment is up more than 20% from last year, from what we finished the 2015-16 school year with to what we began this year with. We're up over 20%, which is phenomenal, because in the Catholic schools, if you're not losing, you're gaining, and we are legitimately gaining. So a lot of that I attribute to the Shaka Rawls effect. He's just a really dynamic guy. He's from the area. He knows the neighborhood. He knows the kids, and he just relates to them extremely well. I've been trying to get him in the building since I started, and we finally had the right opportunity to do it, and it's paid off greatly. He's a wonderful young guy.
Where can people learn more about Leo?
Our website, www.leohighschool.org. Or they can just call. They want to stop by and, you know, come for a visit. We love to entertain. But we do open houses. You mentioned the neighborhood and the energy. We stayed open all summer. A lot of it was organized. We had summer camps. We had summer school. We had sports camps. But the main thing was we just wanted our kids to have a place to go. You know, 2 or 3 years ago, I'd come back in the fall and I'd say, "Hey, Jamal, how was your summer?" "Oh, Mr. McGrath, I didn't do anything. My neighborhood's too crazy." And, you know, teenage boys can't live like that. So we're open. You know, the gym is open. The library's open. Teachers are around. You just, if you want to come up and read a book or shoot hoops or something, there's availability to do that. And we just want them to have somewhere to go in the summer. So when they come back, they didn't spend the entire summer cooped up in their homes because they're afraid to go outside. That's a very sad statement on what's going on in our city, that, you know, young people in the prime of their lives are afraid to go outside. So we try to combat that in any way we can.
Well, I can't let you leave without turning attention to the sports page. And, I mean, these Cubs are just phenomenal.
Well, how are they doing? I haven't...
I knew you were going to do that.
It's phenomenal. They are a really good team. Maybe the best in my lifetime. I was out there Friday. I was trying to choose between Bryant and Rizzo for MVP. Rizzo gets three, or not Friday, one of the Reds games. The night I was out there, Rizzo got three hits, drove in two runs. Bryant got two hits, drove in a run, and made a spectacular catch in left field. So the star quality of these young guys is just, I've never seen a team bring that much talent to the big leagues in such a short period of time. I mean, they're all really, and they play the game so well. They had a 3-4-5 double play against the Cardinals on Friday. They turned a sacrifice bunt into a double play, and then Fowler goes first to third on this little bleeder single to left field, and then he, you know, from third he scores on a wild pitch. First run of a game they really wanted to win. They play baseball. They really know how to play baseball, and they've got a lot of talent, and I don't know who's going to beat them. I mean, Boston's hot right now.
Right.
And of course, you have to get to the World Series before you see Boston, and Lord knows the problems they've had getting to the World Series. But I look at the National League, and I don't know who beats them.
Dan, I was looking this up.
It's going to happen.
The other day, I don't think there's been a team in Major League history that's had a 1-2 combo, both in the MVP, like you mentioned, with Rizzo and Bryant, also in the Cy Young with Hendricks and Lester. That's never happened before where they've had a team finish 1-2 in MVP and in Cy Young, and that could certainly happen with the Cubs.
The 1-2 combo for MVP and the Cy Young.
Right,
is
both.
Just,
it's never happened before.
Never happened before.
Usually it's one guy. Like Willie Hernandez was MVP and Cy Young. Dennis Eckersley was MVP and Cy Young. Vita Blue, I think, was MVP and Cy Young. So it's almost unheard of. You know, there's Nolan Arenado from Colorado's having a great year. Daniel Murphy's having a great year. We sort of assume that it's going to be Bryant or Rizzo, and I suppose there's a possibility they could divide the vote and somebody else would sneak in.
That would be typical Cub
that would
fashion.
That's the typical Cub fatalist attitude. But boy, the two of them they're just phenomenal players, and they're likable guys too.
Well, and I think it's a testament, even despite the outcome of yesterday's game. Yeah. But no one left.
No, of course not. No, because, you know, everybody wants to sing the song. Everybody wants to see the blue flag fly, and everybody wants in on it. But it's good. I mean, I remember 05 when the White Sox won. I covered three of the Bulls championships. I was involved in 5 49ers Super Bowls. Final Fours and U.S. Opens. And I've covered a lot because I've been around a long time. But that White Sox World Series, that was the most fun story I've ever been involved with, mostly because I know what it meant to people. You know, I grew up on the South Side, and I knew what that meant to people. And then Sox fans aren't going to like this, but if it's the Cubs, you multiply it by 10 just because of the interest that they command. So if it happens, it's going to be phenomenal.
But I'm not going to get ahead of that.
No, of course. That's the suspense. You know, they won the division by so much. They've been in first place by so much that you sort of had to manufacture suspense about the division. But now, you know, the playoffs is a whole other story.
Right, so, yeah, exactly.
See, you know, I was around in 03, and I was around in you may remember this, Rick. We did a book in 2008 saying this is the year. And we may not want to get ahead of ourselves here, but, you know. We were
overruled.
We were into other things, Ben.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's Dan McGrath, my good friend, president of Leo High School, and you can read him in the sports pages of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Periodically.
And good luck to the school year here at Leo.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks again for having me. We like to get the word out as best we can, and this always helps, and I'm very appreciative.
We'll be back with more right after this.